Hey, what up, Long Beach? It's JJ, Mike, and Tyler. I am recently returning from Las Vegas, where Long Beach State men's basketball shocked the world and is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. Mike, this is not a story people hear very often because they're being coached by a coach who won't be their coach anymore.
Yeah, it's difficult to imagine how unlikely it was a week ago. We're recording this on Tuesday, March 19th. 8 days ago, JJ and Tyler and I were calling Long Beach State to confirm that they had indeed informed Dan Munson that they were parting ways with him. 6 days later, JJ is with them in Henderson, Nevada, sort of Las Vegas, I guess.
Adjacent.
While they're celebrating only the 10th time in the history of the program that they're going to the NCAA tournament, second time under Dan Munson, and first time since 2012, as you already said. And man, has this thing blown up into a national story? It's all over Barstool. It's all over ESPN. SportsCenter did a segment on Dan Munson being let go or parting ways with the university, being informed that they were parting ways, and then taking a team to the tournament. And I have to say, JJ, based on what you came and told the two of us, we certainly were not expecting, after Long Beach State's fifth straight loss to end the regular season, that they would end up having really one of the biggest national media moments, maybe the biggest, in our 17 years of covering the university professionally.
I was talking to AJ George after Selection Sunday that is sending Long Beach State to Salt Lake City to take on Arizona, a 2-15 seed matchup. And George said that the loss to UC Davis in the regular season finale at home, a bit embarrassing at times, they were down by as many as 21 points in the second half. He said that changed them, that changed the entire team. And it's not a coincidence that they then play that same UC Davis team in the championship, and Long Beach State looked completely different.
Yeah, and it's kind of just catching that lightning in a bottle. We've been talking about it for the last, about 17 years or so, right? But and that just kind of coincides to you guys covering sports. It doesn't happen just be the Dan Munson era, but it also is kind of overlapping. But it's always been, can you just win those three games in the tournament? Can you get hot? Can you find an edge? Find a spark that makes a team that lost to the two upsets that happened in the tournament. It's literally the two wins that are changing the way we're viewing this program. Certainly the topic of this week's podcast, like everything has hinged on those two wins. And those were teams that beat Long Beach State by a combined 31 points, closing out the season on their 5-game losing streak. And then they turn into wins in Henderson. And I know Long Beach State is not short on different identities. I know that's been a talking point on this podcast, you know, whether it be Beach, Dirtbags, 49ers, Sharks, shout out to LB. The Long Beach State Lame Ducks, is that the temporary mascot? You know what I mean? The Lame Ducks are on fire right now.
I like that. A lot of confusion over at ESPN as to what to put on the bottom ticker now that Long Beach State is back in the tournament.
Well, the NCAA put 49ers on the bracket when they first put it out, which I saw quite a few of the old heads celebrating for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think this has been really interesting to see from Long Beach State's perspective. Anytime something in your city blows up nationally, a lot of the context around a story is going to be stripped away. That's whether it's a hard news story, or whether it's a sports story. And that's definitely what we've seen. I mean, this is really interesting watching the national media narrative form around, oh, Dan Munson's getting one over on Long Beach State. He really showed the AD. When we put the story up, we broke the story that they were parting ways with him. I think almost all the reaction we saw was sort of some version of Dan's been a great guy. He's done a lot of great stuff at the university, and we've felt like it's time for a little while. You know, that's basically the sort of median comment that we got.
Well, not a lot of people are talking about that it was the end of his contract. That hasn't been said a lot nationally.
Yeah, for sure. Like it was like the tenure had sort of like played itself out, and I don't think there's anything like negative about that. It seems from your conversations with Dan, my conversations with Bobby Smitherin, the athletic director at Long Beach State, seems to have been a genuinely pretty amicable meeting on what was happening and okay, what it's time for, and then.
Dan said after that UC Davis game I'm mentioning, he said that they had talked recently and that they were going to talk and decide after the tournament. And his point was like, that's a decision for after, because that's what he said that Smitherin told him. Less than 24 hours later, that story was completely false.
For sure. Well, because, you know, they get together. And yes, like, I don't think there's any question. It's interesting as we talk about how it's been portrayed in the media as, like, whether, like, whose decision it was, all this other stuff. But, you know, one of the things that Bobby brought up was they wanted to give everyone a chance to celebrate Dan Munson. He brought up the timing of the portal, which is the NCAA's fault, not anyone at Long Beach State's fault, that the portal is opening as the tournament begins.
Facts. something to look at.
Yeah, maybe something to look at in the future. But, yeah, I mean, there's no question that if you're the athletic director at Long Beach State, I think there is a national media perspective of, like, oh, he's got egg on his face. Well, you kind of have to feel like this was the best case scenario, right? I mean, like, you, if you're the athletic director or if you're Dan Munson, it's the best case scenario. They all want Long Beach State to go. I have a ton of respect for Dan Munson's response to all these questions, because he could have made this a really kind of dark, ugly thing between him and the university where he is the career all-time wins leader. And I think he's been really classy about, about the comments that he's given, not sort of using it as a chance to show everyone up. I'm sure he's not bummed out to see that that's where the media is taking it, you know, like a lot of the national media. But I think this is like, it's almost a perfect Long Beach State moment. I mean, it just almost like, and if you really go through the history of the school and you know about everything that happened between the school and George Allen and what it took to get George Allen out, and then his untimely passing right before they were going to build a football stadium, they were going to do all this other stuff. If you know about Jerry Tarkanian's tenure at Long Beach State, if you know about losing Lute Olson to bigger schools, Joan Bonvicini to bigger schools, this is kind of like what those lightning in a bottle moments, as Tyler talked about, have been. And it's sort of fittingly one foot in two directions. And I just hope every fan out there, it seems like everyone's enjoying it, you know, and that's how everyone should be. This is mid-major college sports. It's a zero-sum game around grabbing national attention. And right now, Long Beach State's got more of it than we've ever seen.
Well, and it's a situation where I do think everyone's happy, and that is a hard thing to come by, especially at a mid-major, where it's like all the fans that are like, hey, Munson's been here long enough, we need some new leadership, it's time, they're getting their wish. So there's no reason to have any sort of misgivings about like, oh, now they're going to do this or they're going to extend. It's just like, you know that the future is going to be different.
And the Munson loyalists who are like, you don't appreciate what this guy did. Like, they're also getting what they wanted.
Yeah, where they're like, he gets to go out on a high note. We don't know exactly how high yet, but regardless, it's a high note because everybody was saying like, hey, we got to get back to the tournament. Long Beach State's back in the tournament. And so every side of it is kind of happy, although at the same time, it's odd seeing sort of someone at the forefront of the kind of media hype that this has drawn, just given the circumstances of the story. And, you know, the guy that's the face of your program right now, that literally as soon as you lose a game, he will no longer be affiliated with your program. So you will have to have kind of a big fresh start. But that is not something that Long Beach is going to complain about, because any press and publicity is good publicity. It is the Long Beach State is the most talked about 15 seed in this tournament, the most talked about, maybe the most talked about mid-major as a 15, which is hard to do. So you will take the positive press when you can get it. It is an odd situation, but I feel like fans are fired up. Boosters have said like, hey, we'll come back now because we've been waiting for, you know, different energy and momentum. And you have a jumping off point for whoever the new coach and the regime is going to be. There's some excitement. There's, you know, more name ID and everything else. So we'll see how it can parlay. But obviously a deep tournament run will feel weird if it, you know, if a Cinderella run happens, it will feel very weird because it doesn't feel like it's foretelling anything, because it's going to be a start over from scratch in a lot of ways next year.
Which was kind of what happened when Bobby Smitherin was brought in as athletic director recently. And you guys said everybody's happy. The athletic department at Long Beach State also kind of deserved a win. It's been a long couple years with the departure of Andy Fee, the budget situation, all that stuff. Making the NCAA tournament is nothing but good for the bottom line at Long Beach State.
You're 100% right about that, obviously. So yeah, it's been really interesting. JJ, I want to ask you, I mean, we're very much, as I mentioned, the three of us, it's a weird thing to see this story go national with a lot of that context stripped away. But just to give some context locally, you know, JJ and I have been covering sports professionally in Long Beach for 17 years. One of our first big stories that we broke was Dan Munson being hired at Long Beach State. You've been the beat writer for the team that entire time, plus a few years when we were in college. And I know, obviously, you're not enjoying it the way we did when we were in college, because I don't know that you could survive that at this juncture of your life. But what was it like for you to be on the inside of seeing all this stuff happen? And then now, as we record this, we just booked your flight to Salt Lake City. When they went to the tournament in 2007, you and several of our friends drove to Ohio State. You and Tyler drove to Portland when they went in 2012. And now, thanks to everyone supporting the 562, we're able to actually go and cover games.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, in a sane way. But just what's it been like for you emotionally over the last week, man? I'm curious about that.
Well, thanks for asking, dude. I cried at the press conference. Like literally in the back row. It's not because I'm sad for Dan or that I'm like so happy that I'm crying. It's not like a one shining moment cry, but like it's been a part of my life for a long time. And when your life has ups and downs, and the things in your life have ups and downs, and sometimes they match and sometimes they don't and all that stuff. Just driving there, thinking about the 40 hours we drove for the 40 minutes of basketball at Ohio, thinking about Tyler and I leaving that forgettable Long Beach Poly playoff game and driving through the night to get to Portland, you know, watching.
Give that itinerary.
Oh God! I actually
up till like 1 or 2 a.m.
I have to watch it. There's we made a video of the road trip. I got to go back and watch that. It's pretty funny. But yeah, like the point of college athletics is to turn boys into men, and that program was along the road and along the ride as I turned into a man. And it was a lot, man. It's a lot. There's something really emotional about college basketball, and you kind of can't avoid it.
No, for sure. And I think also, as I would just give my last thing, because this is funny, I don't mind sharing this. The three of us were talking before you went to Nevada about how do you evaluate the Dan Munson time at Long Beach State, right? We've certainly, all three of us, seen and received tons of comments and feedback from people who are ready to have a new coach, just sort of start over again. A lot of those people, fans of Dan Munson's. Not like, no disrespect meant to Dan Munson, but like 17 years in a mid-major is a long time. And it's a difficult question of how to evaluate it. And here's where I've landed on this. I think it's unfair but true that mid-major college basketball is a zero-sum game about NCAA tournament appearances.
Yeah.
It just, if you go to the tournament, it was a successful year almost no matter what. If you don't go to the tournament, it's going to be regarded as a disappointing year almost right. No matter what. And I think if you're being harsh, you would say Long Beach State was the best team in the Big West in 4 of Dan Munson's 17 years. If you're being generous, you'd say 7 of his 17 years, they were the best team in the Big West Conference.
You mean in the tournament or?
In the league.
Okay.
Right? You know, and so, and they're in 5 prior
it's
to this
probably
year.
Somewhere between those two.
Of course, yeah. Right? Like between the most harsh and the most generous. 5 Big West championship, Big West tournament championship appearances. Yes. Prior to this year, 1-4 in those games.
Yes.
Now 2-4.
Right.
Literally, you look at 17 years, 560 games, whatever it is. If you win 2 more of those Big West tournaments and you go to 4 NCAA tournaments,
you're the best ever.
You're the best in the history of the school.
Think about this.
If you lose 2 more, you don't have the job even for a second contract.
It's 2 shots. It's 2 shots. Justin Bibbins goes to the lane with about a minute and a half left against Hawaii in a championship game a couple years ago. Misses it. Gabe Vincent has a tip. That doesn't go in either. That shot goes in. They go to the tournament. Colin Slater 2 years ago at Henderson with a shot from 3 for the win against Cal State Fullerton to go to the tournament. 2 shots fall in that 17-year plan, and we're throwing this guy a parade.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. Even like, and I've been vocal about, you know, not think he's done a great job of recruiting locally. Certainly, a lot of people in the local basketball community feel that way. But yeah, you go to the tournament 4 times. Like we just said, this is his 2nd tournament appearance. The school only has 10 total. Like, you know, it just there is one of those mid majors, and I understand now. I understand a lot better that there's a lot of mid majors like this. There's a proud history at Long Beach State, but there's more pride than there is history. I mean, that just is the case. You have a string of great coaches who went on to be very successful at other places, with Jerry Tarkanian, who obviously had a legitimately great run at Long Beach State, Lute Olson, Tex Winter, all these other guys.
Greenberg.
Yeah, Seth Greenberg, right? But so all of that means that everyone at Long Beach State feels like they should be in the Big West championship every year. They should go to the NCAA tournament about once every other year. And it's just not the history of the school. Other than the years that Jerry Tarkanian was here, it's just not the history of the school. So I'm glad. Like, I've kind of just been like laughing so much for the last week about how fitting and kind of beautiful and poetic it is that this Dan Munson era, which has featured some legitimate frustrations, the local recruiting. I think there was a lot of deserved criticism over the bye games and the politics and philosophy around that part of his contract. But there was also wins over Michigan and ranked teams, North Carolina in the pyramid, something that growing up in Long Beach is unimaginable. You would see something like that. There was the Fab Four. There's some of the best memories that I have, both as a writer and like you as a fan prior to becoming a writer. So I think it's perfect that you end up with this very Long Beach State feeling. Everyone's happy. Everyone is also a little bit wrong about whatever it was they were thinking. Trip to the NCAA tournament. It's kind of perfection. And I'm really, really glad that you're going to be there in Salt Lake City to attempt to describe it for the 562 readers.
Yeah, and life's in the nuance, you know, and it was a complicated tenure. I think everyone involved would agree to that. There were certainly, like you said, Mike, ups and downs, and people will have different perspectives on it. It is a strange final chapter that is still being written, but perhaps that's even a little bit apropos, and it just sort of speaks to the chaos of it all, you know, and it's like, these are also, you know, they're college, they're in college. I know they're largely adults. There's some that are minors when they get into college, right? But it's like, these are young people that are complicated. And, you know, you try to, anybody listening to this that's, you know, been that age before, you know that it's tough to predict how you're going to perform or what mood you're going to be in on any given day, right? It's a tough business, amateur athletics. And like, it's just going to be weird sometimes. And the, you know, the weirdness found Long Beach this year, and we're just going to ride it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, emotional chaos is a really good way of explaining the tournament and college basketball in March and just the feeling of being involved. Like, let's be honest, it's a sport, right? It's a luxury. It's a thing we love, so we support it. World's not going to stop if we stop playing basketball. But when you watch that, like the one shining moment stuff, it is emotional chaos. You have to survive just to be able to advance. And to have our local team back in it is really great. And it's kind of a bummer that the Dan Munson story is overshadowing what is also an incredible just basketball story. Like, these guys have been playing together for a couple years, and it hasn't looked good at times. And then it's also looked incredibly good at times. And to be able to come back from a 5-game losing streak and the emotional situation with your coach, but just break it down, X's and O's on the floor, those 3 games, Long Beach State couldn't have played much better than they did in those 3 games. And it was because guys like Abubakar Traore was able to get a triple-double in the first game, like take over the first game, but then he didn't.
Which, just to be clear, had never happened in the history of the Big West tournament.
And it's only the second in Long Beach State history. And then in the second game, he doesn't play as well, but he didn't force it. He fit himself into the game for his teammates. Jadon Jones, local boy, said in the press conference after the first game, he said they stopped playing with each other and they started playing for each other. If that's not the quintessential college basketball story, I don't know. You know what I mean? And I hope that the stuff that I'm going to be writing this week and a narrative on Thursday, I want him to play well so bad. Not for the school, not for Dan, not for me. I want him to play well for them, man. They freaking deserve it.
Well, and that's one thing you told me when we talked after the Big West Championship, and I said, how's Dan taking everything? Because it's going to be a lot more national attention on him. And you said, to his credit, and this did not surprise me having been around him for as long as we have, every time people were asking about himself, he really was saying, this team,
yes,
this kid right here, you know. And obviously, the times people get him to talk about himself, that's the national storyline. That's the quotes people are talking about. But you, having been around there, having been at all these interviews, having been at all the press conferences, the stuff that the national media is not paying attention to are things like having a player who's fasting for Ramadan on your team as you're going through the Big West tournament, right?
Yeah. You make sure you check out that story, guys. That's a really good one. So I'm leaving tomorrow. We're going to be in Salt Lake City. We're going to be sending you as many updates as possible from that game. It's going to be an early game on Thursday. So get rested. Get up early. Get your black and gold on. I believe a couple bars locally are going to be doing some viewing. So if you do get out to see the game, contact us on social media all over the place. Send us pictures of you watching the game. We want to enjoy this moment together as a city, because it's been a while and it's the big dance, baby. All eyes on Long Beach, and we love it. Like I said, make sure you scratch and smash that subscribe button. It's on the top right corner of the 562.org. All of that other Long Beach coverage, obviously, also still at the 562.org because we are Long Beach Sports.